On the morning of December 7, 1941, Japanese dive bombers launched from aircraft carriers west of Hawaii struck the U.S. naval base on the island of Oahu. The bold attack immediately brought the United States into the war. The Japanese opened a brilliant campaign in Asia. In rapid succession, they seized a chain of strategic U.S. possessions in the Pacific, as well as Thailand, Hong Kong, the Philippines, Singapore, the Solomon Islands, and the Dutch East Indies. In February, an Allied fleet of 5 cruisers and 11 destroyers tried to intercept an Imperial force bound for Java, but was almost totally eliminated. In March, the Japanese took the Dutch colonial capital, pushed the British out of Rangoon, and invaded New Guinea. In the air-sea battle of the Coral Sea, the U.S. foiled Japanese efforts to cut supply lines to Australia. But in June, Japan's wartime expansion reached its peak. Implementing a diversionary attack on the Aleutian Islands, Admiral Yamamoto masterminded an attack on Midway Island. But the U.S. had decoded the plan. At Midway, Japan lost air superiority over the Pacific. In August, U.S. Marines established a beachhead in the easternmost part of the Indonesian archipelago. The tropical island of Guadalcanal became the scene of 6 months of savage jungle fighting. Naval forces under Admiral Chester Nimitz, along with Allied ground forces under General Douglas MacArthur, started a process of leapfrogging, the capture of key islands in a two-pronged assault on Japan. The Allies secured the Marshall Islands, then moved on to the Marianas. They overwhelmed the Japanese at Saipan and recaptured Guam. Meanwhile, General MacArthur returned to the Philippines with an invasion force. In October, the U.S. annihilated the Imperial fleet at the Battle of Leyte Gulf, then overran all resistance in the Philippines. By late 1944, B-29 bombers had begun incinerating whole cities on the Japanese mainland. Iwo Jima's capture secured the flight path from Saipan to Tokyo. In June, Americans suffered nearly 50,000 casualties in the nightmarish battle for Okinawa. The Japanese lost 100,000 dead. If the capture of tiny islands had been so deadly, what would the invasion of mainland Japan cost? To end the war immediately, President Harry Truman ordered a nuclear attack on Hiroshima. The blast destroyed the city in a single explosion. The U.S. dropped a second atomic bomb on Nagasaki, forcing Japan's surrender. Cold statistics failed to convey the tragedy of the Second World War in Asia.